Hi. In this video, I'm going to talk about some idioms that are very useful and very common. And all of these idioms contain the word business. Here we go. The first is business is business. We often use this idiom to explain away negative things that happen to people and communities as a result of business activity, where the focus is on the profit rather than on other things. So for example, if a company must fire or lay off a significant part or portion of its workforce, then we say, oh, that's terrible. All those people, they lost their jobs. They need to support their families. They're really going to struggle. It's going to affect their lives. And a typical response would be, well, business is business, right? So the business needs to do that in order to survive. Or let's say another company, destroys a forest, cuts down all the trees, and, makes people upset because we need forests, we need trees. They're important for our environment. But others might say, well, business is business. That's the way it is. And so you'll hear people say that to kind of explain away negative things that happen. Business is business. Profit is the most important. I hope we don't believe that, but some people do. Now, the next one is strictly business. This is kind of related in some ways, but something or someone who is strictly business means the focus is 100% on business, nothing on pleasure, no personal things, strictly business, very serious. Right? That guy, he's strictly business, right? Oh no, this meeting that we're going to have today, it's strictly business. Let's get down to it right now. Let's get started. Strictly business. Some meetings are like that. They're strictly business. Now, another idiom that you'll hear is business never sleeps. Business never sleeps. Sometimes people say money never sleeps. And it just, we use this idiom when we want to draw people's attention to the fact that business is ongoing. It never stops, right? In fact, the word business comes from busyness, right? You're always busy. It never sleeps. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 12 months out of the year. Business never sleeps, right? It's always going. Now, another useful idiom is means business. He means business. She means business. We mean business. So to mean business means to be very serious about something, to be very focused on what you want to do in a very serious, sincere kind of way. When my mother is cooking in the kitchen, she means business. Don't get in her way. She's busy. She's focused on what she's doing. She means business, like this. Or if your boss is working on a project and she needs your help, she means business, right? She is all about very serious and very focused on the work. So to mean business means to be serious. You'll also hear another idiom, business before pleasure, right? Business before pleasure. That means you should actually get your business done first, and then later you can socialize. Later, you can play that round of golf. Let's take care of business first, and then we can play later. We can have fun later. Business before pleasure. Okay, that's a very common idiom that people will say. Now, someone who means business, right, will get down to business right away. Right, they get down to business. Let's get down to business. Let's focus. Let's work now. Let's get down to business. No more light talk, no more small talk, let's get down to business. And you could actually say this outside of business context. I mean, anytime you want to get a group of people started doing something, let's say you're having a barbecue at your house and people are standing around talking and now it's time to light up the fire and cook that food. Come on, guys, let's get down to business. Let's do it. Let's get down to business. We have a barbecue to create here. So let's get down to business. Same with studying English. You know, you've got to get down to business when it's time to do your studying and do your practice, right? Another idiom, which is very useful and very common, is to take care of business or to take care of my business. So maybe I'm working at home and someone calls me on the telephone and I answer the telephone and it's my friend and he says, hey, what are you doing? I say, I'm just taking care of my business, which means I'm working. I'm doing things that I need to do. And even if I'm not actually doing work, maybe I'm working around the house. Maybe I'm involved in doing my hobby or whatever it is. You can say, I'm taking care of my business. I'm just taking care of business. I'm doing the things I need to do as part of my life. I'm taking care of my business. Now, that's different than to do one's business, right? Where's John? Oh, he's in the toilet. He's doing his business, right? While she was doing her business, the doorbell rang. So to do your business means to go to the toilet, right? To actually use the toilet. And yeah, that's a very kind of nice way of saying someone is in the toilet, when nature calls, doing the things that they need to do in the toilet. They're doing their business. Now, you'll hear this one all the time. It's none of your business. That's none of your business. None of your business. That means this is secret. This is private. You have nothing to do with it. It's none of your business. This is my business, right? So it's none of your business. Don't read my emails. That's none of your business, right? Don't ask me about my personal religious beliefs. That's none of your business. Who did I vote for in the presidential election? That's none of your business. It's my business. So mind your own business. And that's another idiom that kind of goes together with, none of your business. You can tell someone, mind your own business. Mind your own business. That means you stay out of my business. Mind your own business. To mind something means to stay focused on that, right? Mind your own business. Stay away from my business. It's none of your business, like this. Or you could say, you have no business. You have no business reading my emails. Those are my personal emails. I might say that to my daughter, for example. She might open up my computer and start reading my emails or looking at my documents. And I might say, hey, that's none of your business. Mind your own business. You have no business doing that, right? Or if she's misbehaving at school, I might say, you have no business, throwing paper at other children while the teacher is talking, right? You have no business doing that. Your business is to focus on your schoolwork, right? Now, if somebody is goofing around, right, or causing problems, we call that monkey business, right? You'll often hear it said like this, hey, no monkey business. I want no monkey business. I don't want anybody causing problems or, doing silly things, just like a monkey would do, right? And that's monkey business. No monkey business. Just do what you're supposed to do. Do it in the correct way. Don't try to, cut any corners or do something differently. Just no monkey business, right? I don't want any monkey business. Something similar is funny business. It's a little bit different. Like funny business is when someone does something with kind of a bad intention. For example, a company has an accounting department, and maybe one of the accountants is doing something a little bit strange with the books in order to take a little bit of money for personal use. And yeah, that's funny business. You don't want to get involved in funny business. No funny business. Yeah, there's some funny business going on in that company, and it's not a good thing, right? So funny business is not actually funny. It's something that's kind of like monkey business, but with a little bit of a negative thing where people are trying to cheat or trying to deceive, right? That's funny business. We don't want to get involved in any funny business. Okay, a couple of more here. Open for business. We're open for business. I'm open for business. So to be open for business is literally, it's like when you open your shop and people can start coming inside and buying your products. You can use this to mean I'm ready to do something. I'm prepared and I'm ready to do it. I'm open for business. Let's go. Let's do it. So maybe you have prepared some kind of event at your local community center. And you've got everything together. You're ready to go. We're open for business. Let's do it. Let's go. Let's get started. We're open for business like this. Likewise, something kind of similar is to be back in business. We're back in business, right? So we often use this when something is happening and a problem occurs that brings the event or the whatever's happening to a halt. It stops it. And you need to solve the problem. And then once you solve the problem, you can say, okay, we're back in business. So for example, let's say you're on a bicycle ride with your friends and you get a flat tire. Uh-oh. Everyone has to stop. You have to get, you know, get off your bike, take off the wheel, put a new inner to fix the flat. You know, it takes time. It takes maybe 5 minutes if you're fast at it, maybe 10 minutes if you're not so fast at it. But everyone has to wait for you. So as soon as you fix that tire, pump the air back into the tire, you're ready to go. You can say, okay, guys, we're back in business. Let's go. Back in business, right? We're ready to go again after something happened. Okay, last one is a good one. To be the business. He's the business. That movie is the business. Wow, that team, they're the business. So to be the business means to be really cool, to be really like awesome. Yeah, that's the business. That book I read, man, that's the business. You got to read it. It's a great book, right? Like this. So you can, anything that's really cool, like really super, really awesome, you can call it the business, right? That's the business, right? Like this. Okay. Wow. Lots of business terms in those idioms. Use these. They're very useful and you'll start hearing them now that you've been introduced to them. Okay. Again, ask us questions if you don't understand.